Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood.
Every night, OMG Insider. And every Tuesday on the TJMS, Kevin Frazier. Good morning.
Tom, how are you? I mean, I feel like I've been traveling all over the world, and really it was just to one movie junket to go see After Earth, Will Smith's new movie. But, you know, we had to fly to El Paso, Texas. Then we were shuttled to Las Cruces, New Mexico, then helicoptered about 30 minutes to Sir Richard Branson's Spaceport America. So it just felt like you were traveling forever, and that thing is in the middle of nowhere. But that's where Will chose to have the After Earth junket, and we sat down to talk, and one of the things we talked about is how Will really has made this movie a family affair, because Jada and her brother Caleb are producers. It was really Caleb's idea, the whole movie, and he went to Will. And I asked Will about this whole thing being a family affair because, you know, they stopped the Asian leg of their promotional tour to make sure that everybody on the crew got back home here in the States for Mother's Day. So I asked him about this whole family theme. Here's what he said.
It's a family business. We have to work hard to keep family at the forefront. It's the difficulty in this business is it can become intoxicating, and you can lose focus on the things that are truly most important. You lose focus on the reason why you're doing it in the first place.
So, you know, we're just talking about how they try to keep the family business going, and I applaud them. You know, when he grew up in Philly, they had an ice business, so he's trying to do the same thing, but now the business is movies. All right, let's move on.
Real. That's a different business.
that's a different business. Let's talk about real business. You know, everybody, I mean, I felt bad when I saw the mugshots of Chad Ochocinco pop up, and, you know, Chad back in jail now for a probation violation. And then I open my mailbox and I see that there's a new trailer for the Antoine Walker documentary, Gone in an Instant, about how he lost more than $100 million. And it got my mind churning, you know, because I'm like, what's the connective tissue between those two? Oh, that's right. Evelyn Lozado. What's Evelyn been? What's Evelyn doing? Because these two guys, you know, their trials and tribulations being blasted out there. And I was like, well, let me see. So I, you know, I'm looking around and I made a couple of calls. What's Evelyn up to? And then my go-go gadget ears popped up because apparently Evelyn has a new man, a younger man who happens to be a Major League Baseball player. According to several well-placed sources, Evelyn is now dating Dodgers outfielder Carl Crawford. Now, what would make Carl the perfect man for Evelyn? Well, maybe it's the 7-year, $140 million contract that he signed in 2010.
You calling Evelyn a gold digger?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that he had a big contract. That's what
she
I was saying. He had a big contract.
No, bro.
Thank you.
Said, man. You ain't got to put that out there. Yes.
You know, it ironically, and then you start digging and you look, and ironically, when the Dodgers were in New York, Evelyn was in New York riding in a very posh limousine. So she's doing well right now. Apparently, if she's somehow put her hooks into Carl Crawford, and if she has, Carl, your money manager, call him quick. Call him real quick.
Gold digger, excuse me. Who's disgusting?
What? Gold digger? I didn't call. No. I'm just. It's interesting. But let's see. That's basketball. That's football.
And now baseball.
Now baseball.
Gold digger.
Okay.
Yes, they call him NBA. Nothing but athletes.
And Matt Kemp is safe, huh? Okay. All right.
Well, right now. But Matt Kemp's mama stepped in with Rihanna. She was like, uh-uh. Mm-mm.
All right, Kevin.
No.
Guard the bank. Don't guard the children. Guard the bank.